Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown songs that start with the letter A. This half hour, we'll hear from Edward Starr, The Supremes, The Temptations, DeBarge, I Bet Rundow, Marvin Gaye, Last Night in the Pips, and The Marvelettes. Well, first up, the first top 40 song that Edward Starr ever had, recorded on the Rick Tick label that Motown eventually did buy, the song is Agent Double O Soul. Well, Edward Starr was born Charles Edward Hatcher in Nashville, Tennessee in 1942. He and his cousins moved to Cleveland, Ohio, where they were raised. In 1957, Starr formed the doo-wop group called the Future Tones and began his singing career. He lived in Detroit at the time in the 60s and recorded at first, as mentioned, for the small record label called Rick Tick, and later for Motown Records after Rick Tick was bought by Motown in 1968. Agent 00 Soul is a reference to the James Bond films popular in the mid-60s. Other early hits he had included Headline News, Backstreet, a cover of the Miracle song called Way Over There, and Stopper on Sight. These were all modest hits, and he recorded more soul music for the next 3 years before having an international hit with 25 Miles in 1968, and then his signature tune War, which reached number one and of course was part of the protest movement from the Vietnam War. Well, here is Agent 00 Soul, Edward Starr, right here on Motown.
I dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. Wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul. They call me 00 Soul, baby. I'm Agent 00. And you never see me carry around a little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as
baby, let's take life's highway. comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
Reached number 13 from 1966, and before that, The Supremes, Automatically Sunshine, reaching number 37 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1972, and we started with Edward Starr, Agent 00 Soul, number 21 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for the balance of this hour, we continue to feature Motown songs that start with the letter A. Well, coming up, DeBarge from 1983, All This Love. Well, the first two members of the DeBarge family to sign with Motown were Bobby and Tammy DeBarge, just two of Robert and Esterline DeBarge's 10 children from Grand Rapids, Michigan. It was Bobby's dream to have a family group such as the Jackson 5. Well, Bobby and Tommy were members of the group Switch. Greg Williams and Jody Sims of that group bump into Jermaine Jackson in an elevator in Motown's Hollywood office. Jermaine helped sign Switch to the label and soon met some more members of Bobby and Tammy's family. Well, the family consisted of Elle, Mark, James, Randy, and then sister Bunny, and they were all signed to the Motown record label in 1982. Wallace Love was a song written and composed by Elle DeBarge, and it was recorded by the family in 1982. The song was released as the second single from their second studio album called All This Love. Well, Elle DeBarge was the main lead singer and focal point for the group, and he sung this song in a high tenor voice. Interestingly enough, he had written it a year before in hopes that then soulmate and label mate and longtime idol Marvin Gaye would record it. Well, Marvin never did, but DeBarge had a great hit with it, so here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
Time you will see that love won't let you down. Thank you.
Well, that artist was billed as Ivette's Rednow, but Ivette spelled backwards as Stevie, and Rednow spelled backwards as Wonder. So that was Stevie Wonder. And the Hal David and Burt Bacharach classic Elfie, and they reached number 66 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. Stevie this time was 18 years old and growing in artistic stature day by day. Even at age 18, Stevie was a master of many instruments, or at least becoming one, and this single and the subsequent album that was released 3 months later showcased his harmonica skills. We start with DeBarge, number 17 from 83, All This Love. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs from the Motown record label that start with the letter A. Well, coming up, a great song by Marvin Gaye, reaching number 8 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965, Ain't That Peculiar. Well, Ain't That Peculiar was co-written by William Smokey Robinson and produced by Smokey Robinson, and the track was recorded on May 5, 1965. On the song, Marvin works wonders with Smokey's inventiveness, investing great feeling in lines like, quote, "I know that flowers grow through rain, but how can true love grow through pain?" Interestingly enough, two different mixes were pressed up as singles, and both were released. The first one by Berry Gordy, belying the storyline that the boss had less time for the studio as Motown got busier at the time. A mix by his brother George was used for subsequent pressings. The song wouldn't be available on a record album until the record album called Moods of Marvin Gaye issued 8 months later in May of 1968. Well, here is the second pressing and release of Ain't That Peculiar, Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown.
Honey, you do me wrong, but still I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long and I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. But each hurt makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love go to pain? Ain't that peculiar? A peculiarity. Ain't that peculiar, baby? Peculiar as can be. Oh, you tell me life should be obvious to me, but I'm so much in love with you, baby, till I don't want to see. That things you do and say are designed to make me blue. It's a doggone shame, my love for you makes all your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do lies make my love stronger? Ain't that peculiar, baby?
I a bit each day. But morning's here again.
Morning's here again.
Just like the day before. But the only change, is that I love you more. But all I need is time, maybe a thousand years, maybe a million tears. But I need time. It took a lot of time till love was born in me. I know it's gonna take some time for that love to die. Each and every day,
each and every day,
I spend forgetting you. Brings another night,
brings another night.
I never quite get through. But all I need is time.
Favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
As long as I know he's mine.
and Bob Labs with As Long As I Know He's Mine. That reached number 3 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1963. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips, a song that reached number 28 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1973, All I Need Is Time. And we started with Marvin Gaye, Ain't That Peculiar, number 8 in the US Billboard charts from 1965. This last hour, we featured all Motown songs that start with the letter A. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.